This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Martyrs Week celebration begins from today. District Administration Office Kanchanpur bans movement through Gaddachauki border transit point and US orders families of embassy staff to leave Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The silent period for National Assembly elections slated for 26th of January has begun from Sunday midnight. Election Commission spokesperson Shaligram Sharma Paudel said the election-related campaigns had been prohibited from midnight itself. In a press statement released by the Commission on Sunday, the Commission ordered that the publicity materials and electoral signs should be removed from the polling centres and campaigning through digital platforms such as Facebook and Viber are also forbidden. The Commission also urged one and all to comply with Election Code of Conduct. Martyrs Week celebration have started from today in commemoration of all the known and unknown martyrs who sacrificed their lives for the welfare of the people and the country. On the first day of the week, a bouquet of flowers has been offered on the statue of Sukraraj Sastri. Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Vidyasundar Sakya, Deputy Mayor Hari Prabha Khadki Shrestha and other officials handed over the bouquet. Following the health standards issued by the government for the prevention and control of infection, a limited number of officials were present and a bouquet of flowers was laid at the statue of Sukraraj Sastri. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, the state-owned trading enterprise of the country, has paid rupees 13.2 billion to the Indian Oil Corporation, IOC, for the purchase of crude oil. Nepal Oil Corporation spokesperson Binit Mani Upadhyay said the NOC, which has reportedly suffered losses, asked for rupees 1.8 billion from the government and paid the NOC in the second installment. NOC took the amounts from the price stabilization fund of the government. It sent the second installment to the IOC today. The movement of people from India through the Gaddachauki border transit point has been halted in view of the increasing infection of the Omicron variant of the novel coronavirus in recent days. A meeting of the District COVID Management Committee convened by the Chief District Officer Ram Prasad Pandey on Sunday decided to prohibit the movement through the border transit point of goods and people except for essential ones from the Indian side. Those people who have to enter the district from India for very essential works have to produce documents related to work and the COVID vaccination card and show it to the police. The construction of the dry port is gradually advancing in Timore. In a bid to enhance trade and commerce between Nepal and China by easing screening of import and export goods, the construction of a dry port has been expedited. According to Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Committee, the tasks related to embankment of the Bhotikosi River below Timore village is gaining momentum. Technicians say the Timore dry port construction has witnessed 20% of its completion with the speed up of works of late. The construction had begun in November 2019 with a condition to complete dry port construction in 30 months. The technicians said it may take further 2 years to complete the construction as the pandemic has forced workers to adopt health safety measures. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpasim Province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpasim Province and light rain is likely to occur at a few places of the rest of the provinces. And there are chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. the U.S. has ordered the relatives of its embassy staff in Ukraine to leave amid rising tension in the region. The State Department has also given permission for non-essential staff to leave and urged U.S. citizens in Ukraine to consider departing. In a statement, it said there were reports that Russia is planning significant military action against Ukraine. Russia has denied claims that it is planning to invade Ukraine. The State Department also warned people not to travel to Ukraine and Russia due to the ongoing tension and potential for harassment against U.S. citizens. A State Department official said that the embassy remains open, but repeated warnings from the White House that an invasion could come at any time. Shots have been heard near the presidential palace in Burkina Faso's capital amid a revolt by soldiers. Hundreds of people came out in support of the troops, forcing authorities to introduce a nighttime curfew. The government said the crisis had been contained. It dismissed rumors of a new coup attempt just over a week after 11 soldiers were detained for allegedly plotting a coup. It is the latest sign of growing discontent with the president government over its failure to quell the Islamist insurgency that had devastated the West African state since 2015. Protesters in support of the soldiers set fire to the ruling party's headquarters. Dutch police say they have found a stowaway alive in the wheel section of a plane that landed at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport from South Africa. Flights from Johannesburg to Amsterdam take about 11 hours, with a cargo plane believed to have made one stop in Nairobi, Kenya. It is very unusual for stowaways on long flights to survive due to cold and low oxygen at high altitudes. Police say the man's age and nationality have not yet been determined. According to Dutch broadcaster NOS, the man's body temperature was raised at the scene, and by the time an ambulance arrived, he was able to answer basic questions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Martyrs Week celebration begins from today. District Administration Office Kanchanpur bans movement through Gardachauki border transit point, and U.S. orders families of embassy staff to leave Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.